Desktops, of course, are sometimes I found almost the hardest topic to remember because, first of all, it's confusing. You know, the dates become confusing. But also, most of the other Hilchos Nida that we chazer, it's really relevant every month to a certain extent, except if a woman becomes pregnant, of course, then there's a 9-month hefsek, so you have to chazer afterwards. That's just very often, that month it wasn't relevant, it wasn't Negea, because if a woman, as we'll see, the vest is the day that she's expecting to see. If she sees earlier, then that whole month, the whole sugya vest wasn't relevant. And then you can go 2-3 months without that, and then all of a sudden, the next month, she comes to the Emma vest, and therefore you have to chazer over. It's been 3 months, so theoretically, whereas hachakas are relevant, other than pregnancy, are relevant month in and month out, so you have that internal chazara, and chafifa and chatzitza, and all of that is really relevant all the time. However, the dine vestes are not as relevant all the time because the way it works. So therefore, sometimes it's the most complicated, and therefore, in a way, it's most important to chazer. Of course, a vest is a chazal determined that there are certain probable days that a woman would see. Those are known as the vestes. And during this time, chazal said the tashmish hamita, marital relations are prohibited or aser. And again, the question is determining what day that's going to be. And that, again, there are various vestes that we have to go through. Now, we're going to mainly cover the topic of vest she'ena kavua, because bizman hazeh, that's the most relevant. That she'ena kavua, of course, is where the woman sees on different days in any given month. One month she'll see after 25 days, and next month she'll see after 28 days, then she'll see 30 days, and back to 26 days. So again, it's not kavua, whereas we'll talk about later, briefly we'll talk about vest kavua, which actually in Shulchan Aruch, the halachas of vest kavua are really discussed probably at greater length than vest she'ena kavua. And that is a woman sees 3 months in a row on the same day, or the same time span between, she sees 28. So again, nowadays the vest kavua, based on the Shana HaTeva, times have changed. Therefore, the vest kavua is less commonplace than a vest she'ena kavua. Most women, in fact, it's rare that a woman has a vest kavua. Now, there is a case which we're not going to get into, and that is if a woman is using contraceptive, so theoretically then she may see every 28th day or every 35th day or whatever that is. That's really a shear in its own right, because there are different methods of the pill, and of course we're mocked them by saying one should ask a shayla before using that. When they have the heter to use that, then the shayla is, how do I deal with vestus in that case? It's difficult to get into in a general shear because there's so many different types that are taken, and I also happen to be various shitas as well. It's difficult just to pinpoint every type of case. It depends on various factors. So we're not going to get into that, but there are a set of halachas in that case. And in theory, it's almost a vest kavua sometimes, and again, one has to know how to deal with that when and if it's relevant. But we're going to stick to the regular basic type of vestus. Again, ena kavua means that there's no set pattern, that sometimes it's 26 days, 28 days, 27 days, and 32 days, and so on. So the halachas are as follows. First of all, we have to be marked them also by saying that when it comes to Hilchos Vestus, we view what's called an ona. An ona is a period of time, a 12-hour period, and that runs the day ona. It runs from Shkia, runs from Netzachama, from sunrise till sunset. The night ona runs from sunset to sunrise. Again, we said this last week, relevant to other halachas. It's the same thing over here. We do not view Bein HaShemashos at all as Bein HaShemashos. Sunset is the beginning of the night. Sunrise is the beginning of the day. And also, I just want to mention, there are, when you were chassadim, you studied one method of vestus. You should just know as the idea that there are other minhagim totally different by some chassidim, totally different method of calculating vestus, and a completely different way, and you should know it exists. Just to know that is there. If your daughter marries a Chassidish Yid and they learn a different system of vestus, or they may have to, you'll just know it exists, and it's not it's there. But again, we're going to go through the Litvisha way of vestus. Now, there are really three vestus every month that one has, or that a woman has, and they are Yom HaChodesh, Yom HaFlaga, and Yom HaBeinonis. So let's go through that and the calculations of that particular vest. The Yom HaChodesh is the day of the month. If a woman sees on a particular day, let's say the woman sees on Zayin Cheshvan, then the halacha is 1 month later, Zion Kislev would be the MFS. Actually, the day that's used in Shulchan Aruch is, interestingly enough, Hey Ear. If you want to know where is Hey Ear in Shulchan Aruch, right? That's a good trivia question, which it's actually in Hilchos Vestas. That's one of the examples that the Shulchan Aruch uses in calculating Vestas. So someone sees Hey Ear. So again, Hey Sivan would be a Yom HaVest. And that, what does that mean? That means that the woman on Hey Sivan, during the same Ona that she saw on Hey Ear, would have to keep the vest. And as we'll see what's involved with that, there's certain halachas that apply to the day, as we will mention in a moment. But that period of time would be a vest. So if the woman sees, for example, on Hey Ear, on the fifth of Ear during the day, then on Hey Sivan during the day will be her vest. If she sees on the night of Hey Ear, then her vest would be 1 month later on the night of Hey Sivan. So again, it goes by that particular Ona, that particular 12-hour period, that becomes her vest. And again, we'll see there are add-on vests, there are certain chumras that we'll talk about. But the Iker vest of Chazal or Kaveya of the Yom HaChodesh is the day of the month, exactly 1 month later. That's vest number one. Vest number two is called the Vest Haflaga. The Vest Haflaga means the amount of time between 1 month and the next when she sees. Now, the way to calculate this is you take the day and you count, beginning with that particular day, you count off the number of days until the next day you saw. So, for example, if a woman saw a day's Adar and then she saw on Dalet Nisan, so you count off, you include in your calculation Bay's Adar is day one, Gimel Adar, Dalet Adar, etc., etc. Dalet Nisan, which is the next day that she saw, will be your 32nd day. So she now has a vest, She'ena Kavua, of 32 days. So therefore, beginning with Dalet Nisan, she will begin again counting day one, day two, day three, until she comes to the 32nd day, which will actually be Hey Ear. On that day, the 32nd day, she will have a vest. Because, Chazal said, if it took 32 days between Bay's Adar and Dalet Nisan to see, then it's probably going to take 32 days between Dalet Nisan and Hey Ear to see. And therefore, on Hey Ear, you could expect the vest. And again, the halachas of the Yom HaVest will be in effect. Again, you can include the day that of the Re'iyah, and you include the day of the second Re'iyah. And when you count the second set, you count that day, and then you count the last day. So again, you count off 32 days, and you would come to that Yom HaVest. Again, that's known as the Vest Haflaga. And in this case, you keep the Ona of the second Re'iyah. In other words, if a woman saw Bay's Adar, whether it's at night or day, makes no difference, when she then goes ahead and sees on Dalet Nisan, it's going to be the 32nd day, regardless of whether it was night or the day. Her next vest of Hey Ear will then be the 32nd day, will then depend on whether she saw on the fourth day of Nisan at night or the day. So again, the woman saw on Bay's Adar, she counts off 32 days, and again, she sees then on Dalet Nisan. That happens to be the 32nd day. You count off 32 days starting from Dalet Nisan. You come out with Hey Ear. Will it be Hey Ear at night, or will it be Hey Ear by day? So that all depends on when Dalet Nisan you saw, when the woman saw. If the woman saw the night of Dalet Nisan, then her vest haflaga will be on the night of Hey Ear. If she saw on the day of Dalet Nisan, 32nd day, then her vest of the haflaga will be on the 32nd day, which is the day of Hey Ear. So again, that's the second vest. The third vest is called a Ona Beninus. An Ona Beninus is the 30th day. Chazal said the average woman sees on the 30th day, and again, it's basically taking the day that this woman saw, counting off 30 days. So again, if she saw on let's say the first day of Nisan, so you count the first of Nisan as day one, etc., until you get to the 30th of Nisan will be the Ona Beninus, which is again the average owner that she will see, and therefore she has to keep that day. And again, is it by night or by day? Well, it depends. If you saw on the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Aleph Nisan, then the vest will be on the day of the 30th of Nisan. If you saw on the night, Leil Rosh Chodesh, of the night of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then the 30th day will be the night of the 30th of Nisan, and that will be her Ona Beninus. There are certain chilukim between Ona Beninus and the other vestas. One is the Shulchan Aruch brings down that a woman should, after Ona Beninus, should say that everything is fine. In other words, as we will see, a woman makes bedikas on her vestas. She does not have to declare that she was tahora from those bedikas, but by own abandonment, she does. It's just similar, when a woman comes, we forgot to mention this last week, when a woman comes home from the mikvah, she should say tavalti to her husband, I was at the mikvah, I was tayvel. Similarly, on the after her own abandonment, she should tell her husband that everything's fine, no problem. Whereas the other onus, you could assume, are fine. And obviously, if there was a problem, your wife should tell you. But on abandonment, she should make that statement that everything was fine. Now, what happens? Again, I'm jumping. But what happens on the day of the vest? So, midina la'alacha la'maisa, we say that it's also b'tashrish hamita, which means that they're forbidden to have marital relations. This is midin, the ikar halacha of vestas. In other words, that's the ikar halacha. We will see some chumras in a moment that we are known to be machmer, but that is the ikar halacha. The ikar halacha is one has three vestas. They are the own abedinus, they are the yom haflaga, they are the yom hachodesh, that's the day of the month, the interval, and the average 30-day own abedinus. And during that span of 12 hours, the woman is prohibited in tashmish hamita, the husband and wife are prohibited in tashmish hamita. Another halacha of ikar halacha of the vest is that the woman is obligated to do two bedikas. She's obligated to do a bedika at the beginning of the vest, and she's obligated to do a bedika at the end of the vest. So for example, if a woman had a vest that we declared this 12-hour slot was on the day of Dalad Nisan, let's say, the fourth day of Nisan, then she, since we anticipate that she's going to have her period on that day, Chazal said, it's the vest because it's the Yom HaChodesh, it's whatever it is, then she should do a bedika in the morning, and she should do a bedika in the afternoon, similar to the Shiva Nikim that we spoke about, where she does one in the morning and in the afternoon. And again, we mentioned that in the wintertime, sunrise is very late, so again, one should do that particular bedika after sunrise. Again, now it should be after about 7:20 in the morning. That would be the first bedika, and the second bedika would be in the afternoon, before sunset. If it's a night vest, if the vest was at night, which again, the case here is now, the woman saw on the night of Dalad Adar, Leil Dalad Adar. So her Yom HaChodesh is going to be Leil Dalad Nisan. She has to anticipate that she's going to have her period on the night of Dalad Nisan. So therefore, she has to make two bedikas at night. And in fact, this is the only case that a woman would ever do bedikas at night, at least in the normal course of Hilchas Nida, and that is she will do two bedikas here at night. One will be after Shkia, one will be after sunset of the night of Dalad Nisan, and the second bedika will be theoretically before sunrise on the morning of Dalad Nisan. In other words, at the end of the night of Dalad Nisan. Now, in the wintertime, it wouldn't be so. If she gets up 7 o'clock in the morning and she had a night vest, then she should go ahead and do a bedika then before sunrise. In the summertime, we're not mechayev her to wake up early. Sunrise is at 5:40. You know, she doesn't have to set her alarm for 5:25 to do the bedika, the night bedika. She, when she wakes up in the morning, so after she wants to negel master, the first order of business should be that she should do that night bedika. It's the end of the night, even though the night ended already an hour and a half ago, right? She's up at 7 o'clock. It ended an hour and a half ago, but still we say that that's good enough. She should do the bedika upon arising in the morning. So again, the day bedika is done, similar to Shiva Nikim, is done in the morning and in the afternoon, and a night vest is done at night. I think theoretically, generally speaking, a woman, I guess statistically, a woman sees more often during the day than at night, so the night vest is much more infrequent, I guess statistically. Is that true? I mean, I've heard a kach shamati. You can check with the experts. But then therefore, that's just another, we mentioned vestas are sometimes, you know, it doesn't always happen every month because the woman sees before the vest. A night vest is even if you go back to the calendar, and we should mention that every household should have a calendar. You want to keep a record of this because things come up and you want to possibly look back to see if there's a vest kavua and so on. If you would look at the calendar, which could be maintained by either the husband or the wife or both, you will see that statistically it's more often during the day. So all the more reason to chazer the Hilchas Vestas, because the night vest is those night bedikas, which are only done perhaps a few times a year when the woman actually has a night vest.
Yeah. She woke up in the morning and noticed she was covered in down.
Then the halacha is she, when she sees, in other words, she doesn't have to assume that she saw at night. In other words, if a woman wakes up and there's dam, since she saw it now, she could assume that it was seen during the day. Now, maybe if it was 2 minutes after sunrise and there's a lot of dam, right, then one could say it had to have been at night. But in normal circumstances, that there's dam in the morning when she wakes up, and she wakes up after sunrise,